The well is located at Garland Mineral Springs near Stevens Pass. It's the site of a dilapidated old resort that once took advantage of hot springs there. Now the molten lava deep beneath the earth is being eyed for its potential to power steam turbines. Steve Klein, the general manager of Snohomish PUD, says it's one of five sites in the county where they've already dug down about 700 feet.
Filled it up with water, came back a month later, and then dropped the temperature gauge down where we plotted depth to temperature increase.
The data that resulted on that one site is promising enough for the utility to spend up to $3 million. It's digging as far as a mile into the Earth's core to get at the heat that they think is there.
It went up such that when we hit 3,000 to 5,000 feet, we should in fact hit the temperature we need. But until you actually do it, you don't know.
Klein says the risk of that uncertainty is about the only downside to the geothermal well that they have in mind, which would pump steam through generating turbines and back into the earth. If it's a success, it would produce 20 to 50 megawatts of electricity, enough to power at least 15,000 homes. It might be online 2 or 3 years from now. They should know sometime next month whether it's a go. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.